What upsets me most is that I stuck by his side in the years that he had nothing, when he was just a cab driver. And now that he's doing well.
When they're broke, they all want a dutiful wife, like you and I. Then, when they become rich, they want someone they can show off to. They don't want someone who reminds them of their penniless days, like us.
I just don't understand why he's so moody lately, even though he's having fun elsewhere.
At least you had the courage to follow him. If I were you, I'd have given him a piece of my mind in front of the girl.
I wanted to, but I just couldn't. I didn't want to make a scene in front of her. She was just a kid.
What exactly did she look like? Do you remember?
I don't know. I couldn't really see her. She was dressed like one of those teenagers you see nowadays, with a cream-colored scarf on her head and a backpack.
Tall or short?
Not too tall, not too short. I don't want my life to be ruined. I don't know if I should confront him. I'm scared. I'm afraid that I'll lose everything I have. I'm so sorry, Tamine. I didn't want to upset you.
Huh? No, no. It's all right. Don't worry about it. I was thinking about my own life. I'll drop you off. You did good calling me.
Well, I feel much better now.
To have you. How are you? You're so kind.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Welcome to our house. We're
You're
so
welcome,
happy.
Darling.
Farhad.
Yeah.
Come, put these next to the
okay.
other presents. Over there. Thank you.
Okay. Be careful, they're going to fall. Hello, who is it? Hello?
Hello? May I speak to Shada, please?
Who is this, anyway?
Tell her I'm an old friend.
An old friend, you say? Can you speak louder, please? Your name, please?
Yes, I'm Nagme, an old classmate.
Nagme. Hold on, please. Hold on a moment. Shada!
It?
Nagme, she says.
Nagme?
Your old classmate.
Who? Hello, who is it?
Hi, it's me, Shahrzad. I said I'm an old classmate. Take care of it.
How are you, Nagme? No, it's okay. It's Farhad, my husband. Why are you calling me?
Having a party?
What's it to you? Why don't you leave me alone?
Listen, I need money for my child's checkup.
Listen, don't try to be smart with me, or I'll call the cops on you. Farhad's right. You're all good for absolutely nothing.
If your dear friend Farhad finds out you were also good for nothing once, what's going to happen?
Oh, I can't believe you're doing this. Are you threatening me? Are you?
I came to you and begged for help. You and your husband made me do this.
Listen, it's my daughter's birthday. Do you understand? Do you understand something like that?
Whatever. What about the money? It's going to be my child's birthday soon, too.
Listen, You need to... Oh, yes, dear. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that your father's sick.
I'll call you tomorrow to set a date.
But please come and visit us as soon as possible when you're around. Please do. Thank you very much. What do you want from me now?
Nothing. I just wanted to tell you Mom's cutting the cake.
Okay, I'll be there in a few minutes.
You could have talked to your friend later. Come on, hurry up.
Okay, all ready for us.
Come on!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Glenn.
Here you are. I told them about you. They gave you this pill. Tell me, is it always so quiet here?
It's still early. Everyone will start showing up in a bit. You're lucky you got a bed. Put that out! No smoking here.
Oh, dear. They give us a bed and take away our freedom.
Is he the father?
Give that to me.
He's very good looking.
That's what fooled me. You should see what he looks like now.
Does he do drugs too?
Oh, God, leave me alone. I want to sleep. They'll throw us out early in the morning.
Forget about sleeping. Here, everybody shares stories. Half of them are lies, but it's still worth hearing.
Let's hear your story tonight. You start, I'll sleep.
My story is short. I left home, came to Tehran to get rich. I didn't. I ended up on the streets. Now I'm here, and I can't go back.
I'm just like you.
But we don't have a friend on the way.
Then you're one step ahead of me. I don't know if I'm dragging it, or it's dragging me.
I know someone who can help lighten your load. Just needs a little dough.
If I had any, I'd be sleeping in a 5-star hotel now, where I wouldn't have to listen to someone buzzing in my ear all night long. Leave me alone.
Whatever. You want to be cross? Suit yourself. No one will speak to you tomorrow night. Here, everyone tries to be friendly just to get through the night. I was just trying to start a conversation. You don't like that? I don't care. Sit here and stare into your space all you want. Keep watching that door, waiting for Prince Charming to come sweeping you off your feet. If he were coming, he wouldn't leave you with a baby on the way.
Thank you. What's this talk about going abroad?
What talk? What are you talking about?
It's all this child can talk about. She doesn't study anymore. She's talking about going to Italy. She says she's heard it from you. You're her older sister. Do you really want her to go to Italy? Tell me.
What? I was just joking with her. I was pulling her leg. She probably thought I was serious, but it's not my fault.
Are you serious?
Come on. It's not as simple as that. I don't want to go abroad. Neither does Saman. Saman is crazy. I was really just kidding with her, but she took it so seriously.
You've always been a dreamer, since you were a child. You used to take a stick and imagine it was an airplane. But listen, child. I struggled from morning till night with all my back problems just to get a job and haul some stuff around with this rundown truck of mine. My only consolation is you. You take care of your baby sister. You buy her things, but please, don't encourage her fantasies about leaving, I'm asking you.
She's just a child. I'll tell her that I was joking with her. I wasn't serious.
Talk to her. Make her understand. Azar speaks with her, but she listens to you more. Your bond is stronger.
Yes, Father. I'll speak to her.
Abroad is no different from here. It's all the same. You yourself can make a difference wherever you live. Don't ever forget that.
Samane, you fool!
Is she asleep?
Yes, but all she could think about was her birthday. I promised her not to take down the decorations for a while. Just let them be.
That's all right. Kids will be kids.
Oh,
we'll leave
yes.
them. They're nice, they're nice. So listen, have I ever met your friend Nagme?
No, I don't think so. No.
She's such an old friend. How come I've never heard about her? You never told me.
I've talked about her before. You never remember anything I say.
You haven't seen her in a long time, right? I could tell, you know.
Yes, she wasn't here. Remember I told you my friend's husband had gotten a scholarship and they went to Canada?
Okay.
But she's the one I was talking about. Her husband graduated and now they're back.
How did you get your number anywhere?
I think she got it from my parents. She was always a really smart girl. She loved studying. So did her husband.
Are you upset that he didn't study in college?
Are you kidding? I never studied. I barely graduated from high school. I just wanted to get my diploma and start life. Do you remember the story of how I cheated off of Nagme?
No, I don't remember.
No. You don't remember anything, do you? No. When I talk to you, the only thing you're not doing is listening to me. Tomorrow morning, I promise you, if I say Nagme, you'll say, who is she?
Who's Nagme?
God.
You know, I've been thinking. You should call her and invite her and her husband to dinner one night. We'll have a little party. It'll be fun.
You're right. I should. It'll make her happy. Farhad! What's the matter with you? Golnar's sleeping.
You're right, you're right, you're right.
Killing me not to be able to have children. When will the boy come back?
I don't know how he's going to feel when he comes back.
Don't worry about it.
Here you go.
What took you so long? Wait, Merola. Your mother got married to a policeman.
Sisters.
I came to take my sisters.
Just get out of here.
Is that a real gun?
Even if he decides to come back, he's not welcome here anymore. I can't force him to love me after all he's done. You want me to try and be a father to him?
Won't you eat?
You eat.
You know, if there is one thing you're good at, it's the cooking.
I'm not good at anything.
Don't start. Let me enjoy my meal.
I just have to count my lucky stars that you're home early and having dinner at home.
What's your problem?
You're my problem. And what you're doing.
I'm still the same person.
Yes, but it seems like you've picked up some new habits.
Don't beat around the bush. Spit it out.
I know what you're doing, Rashid. I know all about it. I swear to God, if you hit me, I'm going to scream so loud that all the neighbors will come running.
What do you know?
What is it? You don't think your personal chef would have the guts?
What have you seen that's made you so wild, Nushin? I've got nothing to hide.
Long time no see. Remember that conversation? Rashid? I saw you with her.
Oh. So that's the reason for all the questionings and interrogations these past few days. You thought I was cheating on you, huh?
You think I'll sit around while you cheat on me?
So you followed me to see what I'm up to, huh? It's true, you do still love me.
No, I just don't like being made a fool.
So you saw me with this girl and thought to yourself, oh no, I'm going to lose my husband.
Don't flatter yourself, Rashid. I just wanted to know the animal who's trying to ruin my life.
Okay. I'll dial a number. You can speak to her yourself.
I have nothing to say to that girl.
You saw her, didn't you? Hello? Ask her yourself. Huh? Why did you hang up? You can only raise your voice at me, right? I work like a mule from morning to night to make you happy. Then you'll leave the kids at home and follow me? You don't even trust your husband. That girl was a secretary. She brought me a stack of papers to sign. And then she left. You don't believe me. Call her. I swear on my father's grave, I'm telling the truth. To think I'm building a house for you. See, I didn't tell you because I wanted to surprise you. I was gonna surprise you on New Year's, and now look. Here. Here. This is the deed. You see, I was gonna surprise you with it. Take a look.
Then why are you acting so moody lately? You're always in such a bad mood.
Because I was having trouble at work. But today things started looking up after I signed those papers. And now I'm back on the track. Stop imagining things. Don't you see? You make things difficult for both of us. Here, let me get her on the phone. And she'll tell you the same thing.
It's okay. I believe you now. Should I warm it up?
No, thank you. Fine, okay.
have you been?
I can't walk.
Why are you here? Of all places in the world.
I thought we could reminisce about the good old days.
Listen, I don't have that much money to keep paying you off. I'm not that strong to continue going down this path with you again. Do you understand? Why did you bring me here? To remember those very dark days I used to beg in this park? I can't get the sound of my own pitiful voice out of my head, and that's why I'm never going back. Do you understand what I'm telling you? What do you want from me? Here, take this. It's all my savings. Farhad doesn't know about this. I had it set aside for unexpected costs, but you can take this. I'll just imagine that you're the unexpected crisis.
I'm not here to destroy your life. I had nowhere else to go. Masood was a fugitive in Kerman. They were after him for smuggling goods. And I ran away to Tehran. We used to work together. We'd smuggle goods from Pakistan's border. Then we came to Tehran. And then he got lost. I hope he's dead by now. And then this child. I thought you would lend me a helping hand with my time of need. I was hoping for that.
Shazad, I can't. I really can't give you any more of this. I've been through a lot. I'm just starting to understand what being a woman feels like. Please leave me alone, Shazad. Please.
Okay, I'll leave you alone. You're a good aunt. I'll spend this on a checkup for the baby. Just like you said, one of us needed to get out of that mess. I just had no one to go to. No one.
Shahzad. I know you've been through a lot, too. We've suffered a lot. Please, I beg you now. Spend this money on the baby, not on drugs for yourself.
There's no hope for me now. I'm not like you.
Shahzad, when you told me you needed money for the baby, I got so worried. I couldn't say no. I came just for the baby. Please.
I said, you're a good auntie.
It's a good letter. I will not accept the first letter of resignation that you write. Write a second one for next week.
There is no second letter. This is it. Sign it, please, so I can be on my way.
That's good. Now we know who's on which side.
Listen, Mr. Farzaneh, I've never played such games in my life. And I am on nobody's side now. I wrote this letter for personal reasons.
Personal reasons? That's okay. Everyone has a reason for doing what they're doing. The more personal those reasons, the better.
It turned out okay for you, didn't it?
I also have personal reasons. Don't be upset, boy. We'll work together again. The world doesn't stay the same. We might bump into each other again. Let me give you a piece of advice. Don't ever pick a fight at work. You will end up burning all of your bridges. Who knows? You might have to work with that very same person again someday.
I highly doubt I'll bump into you again someday.
You're young. That's why you're saying these things. You should never doubt such things. You're young and smart. Who knows? Maybe someday you'll be my boss and I'll work for you. Believe it. It can happen. I've seen such things.
Of course I believe you, especially since it's coming from you. Now please sign it. Please.
Okay. I consent. I feel sorry. Even though you say it's for personal reasons, so I won't inquire any further.
Doctor, is it a girl or a boy?
What difference does that make?
I don't want it to be miserable like its mother. A boy can take care of himself in this world.
Is this your first ultrasound?
An old friend treated me to it. She gave me the money. What's wrong?
Why did you get pregnant when you're in this condition?
When I got pregnant, I was quitting. My husband left me, so I started using again. What is it?
You're 28 weeks pregnant, but it seems like you're only 5 months along. The baby's too small.
Why?
Are you really asking me?
Is my baby okay?
I can't tell from this ultrasound. You need a color sonogram and a few other tests. Then I can tell you what's wrong. I don't know about its brain development, though it might have been harmed by your style of living and such.
Will my baby have Down syndrome?
You need to pray. And quit using whatever you use so your baby won't be born prematurely.
What does that mean?
It means you'll be lucky if the baby doesn't come soon. It'll be way too premature.
What if I stop using?
The saying goes better late than never. You need to rest. Absolute bed rest. No walking or working of any kind. I still can't give you a definite answer after the tests. There are some dangers, of course, but God willing, maybe you'll have a healthy baby. The more you rest, the more you relax, the better for your baby. And of course, you should stop using.
You didn't tell me, girl or boy.
It's a girl.
Come. Hurry up. Come here. Come here. Won't the baby catch a cold?
The baby's all right. We need to take care of you.
I'm all right. Just a little wet.
Look at the rain. We need to run home. Are you ready?
I'm ready. One, two,
three. Let's go.
Ciao.
Hello, Gazale. I need to see you.
In this rain? Even cats stay inside in this rain.
The cats will come out if they take a whiff of some juicy meat.
Okay, then you can count me in with you. I'll be right there, even if it starts raining cats and dogs.
Hurry.
What's wrong? What are you doing here? Miss Parsa? Miss Parsa? Come quick.
Hey, what's going on? Why is she here? Let's take her inside.
Get up, dear. Get up.
Amino.